Please stand. I'm going to take just a few minutes to say some words to the people who have been confirmed and baptized and will receive First Communion this evening. The rest of you can listen if you want. Or you can take a nap, whatever, you know, pleases you. We heard some scripture readings this evening, and these readings were meant to teach us five principles, five important things about life and about ourselves and our relationship to God. Now, in the first reading, we're told that God made everything. Everything that is, God made. And everything that is good. God made no junk. Whatever God made was good. Sometimes, though, we use the good things that God made poorly. Sometimes we use the good things poorly. And that doesn't mean the things are bad. It means that I've used them poorly. So everything that is, God made and is good. Now the second principle is that God made a covenant, a contract, established a relationship between human beings and himself. And that the strongest thing about God is that God doesn't lie. God is always true. God didn't promise he would make life easy. But God promised you would never, ever, ever be alone. Never, ever, ever would God turn his back on you. That on good days and on bad days, on strong days and on weak days, God is present. That's the second principle, the second important thing. The third important thing we learned this evening is from the book of Exodus and the story of God bringing people from slavery to freedom. That our God seeks our liberation and our freedom. That wherever human beings are free and alive, the will of God is done. God will not abide slavery. Slavery to sin, slavery to material things, slavery to creation, slavery to the will of another person. God has made us to be free, and God is the source of freedom. The fourth thing we learned is that there is a search going on. God is searching for the creature, and the creature is searching for God. And that mutual searching never ends. Never ends. Because as close as we draw to God, that closeness is never perfect in this world. That closeness is never perfect in this world. But what marks us is that we are searchers. Just as the deer hungers and thirsts for running water, so we thirst for the Lord God. And God hunts for us, chases us down, wants to be united with us dearly. And the final thing we learn in the readings this evening, the final message about what it is to be a human being and to be a believer, is that God invites us into an intimacy with the divine. That God is one, and God invites us into a perfect union with God. And that perfect union is fundamentally made possible for us in Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ is the human face of the living God. And in the waters of baptism, you and I are called into that relationship through Christ Jesus. So, you thought you were coming to Easter tonight. You came to a catechism lesson. Those five teachings are fundamental, core to our faith and to our lives as human beings. And with that realization, with that understanding, with that sense of truth, I invite you to stand with me and join with me as we now make our prayer to the Lord our God. Please stand.